Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It's been a wonderful day. Thanks to you, the White House knows about the listeners of Talk Radio 1210, and Dan, working behind the scenes. These things just don't happen to see this parade of people, their radio row here. Joining us is another great guest from the White House. Ben Williamson is Deputy Assistant to the President, Senior Advisor to the Chief of Staff, and Senior Communications Advisor. Ben joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Ben, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Ben, wanted to ask you, I saw Mark Meadows, and I guess that's who you work for most directly, including the president, right? The new chief of staff was on Fox and Friends talking about the mask. I see that with the reopening, Vice President Pence was wearing a mask or is doing that today. So can you give us an idea of what's being communicated about reopening, social distancing, mask wearing, all that stuff?
Yeah, well, as we get more data, we're learning more and more about exactly what the effectiveness of masks are. And this White House has always said, you know, when situations call for it, when you're in a tight quarter space, when you can't social distance, when you're perhaps not tested regularly, in those situations where masks are appropriate, we certainly encourage people to do that. And we've been encouraging mask usage in those situations. I think that's why you see the vice president wearing them today. The president himself, in fact, wore one at a factory tour, I believe it was in Wisconsin. And so when situations call for that, we're certainly encouraging the usage of that to make sure that we can keep the spread as slow as possible. And keep us the number of cases and the hospitalization rates down as low as we can.
One of the major themes, and we had Kellyanne on today and others, that I hope the administration, and I can see Mike Pence is going to be in our area, Ben, and he's going to speak to the FOP and their spouses, is the appalling level of violence in the big cities of America, record-setting beyond belief. It's going to take a while to pin this on the policies or the attacks on police. The media so far is satisfied with saying, well, this is just kind of an after effect of the COVID lockdown.
It is. It's disturbing to see, you know, the White House has been monitoring those situations closely. And I can tell you that there's nobody more disturbed about the levels of violence in random areas across the country than this president. He is directly engaged. He's been working with my longtime boss, Mark Meadows, who's now chief of staff, to make sure that we stay on top of it. We've actually established, you may have read, a task force composed of the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and working with the National Guard to make sure that we have personnel ready and available to assist states and localities if they're not able to get the job done, if they're not able to quell the violence. And this president is keenly aware of the promise he made during the campaign. He's been talking about it for 5 years, how we're a nation of law and order. And if you don't have your laws enforced, then you really don't have a country.
Ben, I'm glad you're emphasizing that because the media doesn't want people to know this. And right. As far as I've seen, they don't even bother with rejecting it. They just pretend like the president is not offering help. And the help, it happened here in Philadelphia during our riots and looting. The National Guard comes in, or the federal people. They protect certain critical areas. That frees up more police to be out there and be visible.
You're right. The media doesn't focus on it, and that's a huge problem. And it's something that we've worked to highlight, is the disparity and some of the hypocrisy in the coverage surrounding that. And then at the same time, while the media won't talk about it, this president will. And when people are demanding action, he's going to deliver. And so we're getting daily reports to make sure that we're on top of it. We have personnel ready to go in the events that states need it. We were pleased to see that Georgia is mobilizing to quell some of the violence that occurred in Atlanta over the weekend. And this White House will be fully prepared to assist where we're needed.
And let's underline with Georgia, as I understand it, and you may know better than I, but I saw on Fox and Friends this morning, the mayor seems to be on board with that. She's not only a Democrat, but she is someone on the short list for Joe Biden. And yet she sees it for her citizens and probably her political interest also to work with the governor to bring in the National Guard in Atlanta.
Yes, and that's something that we're directly working with both the mayor and Governor Kemp on, is to make sure that we get this situation under control and make sure that people are protected. You know, when you see the kind of senseless violence we saw in Atlanta, in Chicago, and even in D.C. This past weekend with an 11-year-old boy shot and killed, that's something that's deeply disturbing to all of us and something that cannot happen in this country. And so we're prepared to stop it. We're ready to step in, and we're pleased to see the governor and the mayor hopefully working with us in the days and months to come to make sure we get the situation under control.
Hey, Ben, thanks for joining us today in Philadelphia. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.